بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم.
خدا حافظ ای همزاد من. خدا حافظ ای همزاد من. خدا حافظ. سفر بخیر همزاد من.
تو توی قبرستون با کی حرف میزدی؟
با خودم. اومده بودم سر قبر یکی از دوستام.
تو دیگه به اون سفر نمیری؟
شاید به این زودی ها نه، ولی بالاخره میرم. ما همه به اون سفر میریم.
پس به این زودی ها نرو، منو تنها نذار. بیا بریم.
جن همزاد برای همیشه ناپدید شد و به دنیای جن و پریان بازگشت. او که صداقت حسن کچل در دوستی را دید، از مبادله عمر حسن در ازای پیمانشان
بوتروس بوتروس گالی. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver?
There's a rhythm and rush these days, where the lines don't move and the colors don't fade. Leaves you empty with nothing but dreams, in a world gone shallow, in a world gone mean. Sometimes there's things a man cannot know. The gears won't turn and the leaves won't grow. There's no place to run and no gasoline. Engine won't turn and the train won't leave. Engines won't turn and the train won't leave. I will stay with you tonight, hold you close till the morning light. The morning watches a new day rise. To stay alive. Well, the way I feel is the way I ride. Listen like the thoughts of a man who lies. There is a truth and it's on our side. Dawn is coming, open your eyes. Look into the sun as a new day. Thank you. is a rhythm and rush these days, where the lines don't move and the colors don't fade. Leaves you empty with nothing but dreams, in a world gone shallow, in a world gone mean. But there is a truth and it's on our side. Dawn is coming, open your eyes. Look into the sun as a new day's rise.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Welcome to your Thursday evening. It's just after 6 o'clock p.m. and it's a lovely one out there. Hopefully everyone tuning in is hanging at the beach or catching some sun somewhere. It's lovely here in the studio. I'm here by myself this evening. Fleur is taking the night off, a well-deserved evening off for my co-host. For those that have never listened to Are You Aware, we play music and musicians that choose the route of positive action over apathy. So music with a message or musicians that are highlighting charities and great causes around the Lower Mainland, everywhere, Canada, worldwide. So thank you for tuning in this evening. I've got some good treats for you coming up. And we started things off with Jose Gonzalez. That was Stay Alive from the soundtrack for The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which I liked that movie. I thought it was really good. I had no expectations going in and it kind of blew me away. So Jose Gonzalez is a Swedish indie folk singer-songwriter and guitarist. And in June 2003, Gonzalez released his debut solo release, two-tracked 7-inch single. The single was discovered by co-founder of Imperial Records, who then signed Gonzalez as their first official artist. And that October, he released his debut album, Veneer, in Europe. And the album was made while Gonzalez was studying for a PhD, so a smart guy, studying biochemistry at the University of Gothenburg, which he actually hasn't completed because his music career actually really took off. So, and Gonzalez is, interestingly enough, an atheist and a vegetarian, and he contributed to the Red Hot organization's Dark Was the Night compilation album. He collaborated with The Books on a track, and that was released in 2009. And he's contributed to a couple of those albums that the Red Hot organization puts out. In 2011, he contributed to the organization's follow-up album called Red Hot Plus Rio 2. And he contributed, as I mentioned, 3 songs to that The Secret Life of Walter Mitty soundtrack. Step Out, Stay Alive, which we just played, and Number 9, Dream. And Jose Gonzalez just released a new album this past February. It was his 3rd studio album, and it was called Vestiges and Claws. So definitely worth checking out. Next up, we're playing an American band called My Morning Jacket. I'm sure most of you have heard of them. This is going to be a new song from their latest album. They're from Louisville, Kentucky, and The Waterfall is their 7th studio album, which was released earlier this year. And they actually started a initiative called the Waterfall Project, which is dedicated to supporting and promoting actions, big and small, for positive change in the world. And as part of this effort, the band will dedicate funds established with portions of ticket sales from their U.S. shows to organizations working on the front lines of important issues. So in 2015, the Waterfall Project will focus on supporting and amplifying environment and climate issues. The first beneficiaries include the following groups currently working on the front lines of climate change and building and implementing community-based solutions. The following groups that will receive some of these funds are the Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, Gulf Restoration Network, and the Climate Justice Alliance. So kudos to My Morning Jacket for utilizing some of the funds that they are earning from ticket sales to support these great initiatives. Here is My Morning Jacket with Compound Fracture on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Someday, someday, yeah, it hurts too. On June 21st, the Bill Reed Gallery of Northwest Coast Art and the Red Slam Jam Society invite you to join radio host Gennarji O'Sullivan and Quiwa Jones to celebrate the summer solstice and National Aboriginal Day. Join us from 1 till 5 on location at the Bill Reed Gallery of Northwest Coast Art. Our hosts will speak to artists and knowledge holders sharing the spectacular art and cultures of the Northwest Coast. Admission is free. Contact us at 604-682-3455 for more information or go to www.billreedgallery.ca. Thank you, Gaila Kessler.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Tweety with I'll Sing It from Sucaire, which is their latest album. And I love that song. I was dancing by myself here in the studio. Again, Fleur's off this evening. A much-deserved break. So Christian here with you until 7:30. And Jeff Tweety, who most of us know as the leader of the band Wilco, that is his side project that he started with his 18-year-old son, Spencer. And simply, they call it Tweety. And through his band Wilco, Jeff Tweety supports a number of causes. Actually, on their webpage, I think they have about 80 different causes that they support as a band, from health causes to education, you name it, they support it. And in celebration of their 20th anniversary and in the spirit of holiday giving, Wilco handpicked 20 community organizations to receive 20% of sales in their web store from November 17th through December 12th of 2014, so last year. And they raised nearly $8,000 collectively for the 20 charities. Some of them included Doctors Without Borders, New Yorkers Against Fracking, which I think is an interesting one. I've never heard of it before. And then Feeding America as well. So very charitable human is Jeff Tweety and also the band Wilco. Before that, I played The Strokes. And that was a well-known song, Someday, from their first album called Is This It? And they're from New York City. They've been active since the late 90s till present. Their debut album, which that track was from, was ranked number 199 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time and number 8 on their 100 Best Debut Albums of All Time. So The Strokes' debut album definitely got a lot of attention. And a number of members have embarked on a variety of side projects more recently, although they were grouped for a fifth studio album entitled Come Down Machine, which was released in late March of 2013. And this is actually the final release that fulfilled their contract with RCA Records. In 2014, members of Arcade Fire and The Strokes played Pop versus Jock, which is a charity game. The game is an annual part of the Pop Montreal Festival, and it supported DJ Sports Club, which is a nonprofit Montreal charity that offers programs in sports and education. And they're committed to helping youth who want to help themselves build their lives and future, both on and off the basketball court. So DJ Sports Club leagues, tournaments, and programs are founded on principles pledging to help adults and youth develop themselves and their communities. And all leagues, tournaments, and programs are held by DJ Sports Club provide excellent athletic and social opportunities for all participants and contribute to the overall development of basketball in Montreal and its surrounding areas. So a really great youth program that helps with their development, not only athletically and exercise-wise, but in building their social skills as well, which I think is an important thing. So continuing on with the tunes. Next up, we are going to play a Vancouver-based band called The Good in Everyone. Following a Western Canadian tour in mid-2014, they released their debut EP. And they've supported Vancouver's Keys to the Street, which is a public piano program with City Studio. And I'm sure anyone in Vancouver walking around, you'll notice these pianos that are sitting out in public. So that's what Keys to the Street does. It's a project that brings free, playable pianos to public spaces of Vancouver. So I'm not totally sure when it started. I think in 2013. It's a volunteer-run operation, though, and it's intended to inspire, or it's inspired by similar pop-up piano initiatives that have appeared in cities such as Montreal, Toronto, and New York as well. And the project seeks to build upon the spirit of inspiring music and creativity in our urban environment through revisiting the public piano concept in a way that is uniquely supported by Vancouver community organizations. So I know I absolutely love this program. I've walked by a number of their pianos and seen people playing amazing music, and they tend to gather quite a crowd. It's music is always inspiring, but impromptu performances like this by complete strangers, it's actually a really, really amazing thing. So Keys to the Streets is a really cool project that I can get behind. And they have pianos on the False Creek Seawall, Spyglass Dock, St. George Rainway, as well as in Stanley Park. So keep your eyes out for those this summer when you're out riding your bike, enjoying the sunshine. Without further ado, here is The Good in Everyone with Manning Park on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Thank you. 38th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 17th to 19th. Over 60 acts from legends Taj Mahal and Richard Thompson to Blind Pilot, Phosphorescent, also including Annie Lou, Frazee Ford, Jen Grant, and Jasper Sloan Yip, artists from over 14 countries. Here's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. Early bird ticket deadline is June 15th. Check it out at thefestival.bc.ca.
Stay high.
You've got it tuned to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was a new track from Best Coast. So Best Coast is an American rock duo that formed in L.A., California in 2009. And the band consists of singer, songwriter, guitarist Bethany Costino and guitarist and multi-instrumentalist Bob Bruno. And Constantino is a former child actress and began writing music as a teenager, so a pretty talented child. And the band was originally loosely inspired by the Beatles and the Beach Boys, as well as straightforward 1950s and 60s pop music. That track was called California Nights from the album of the same name, which is their third studio album, which was released May 2015, so last month. And the band has contributed concert tickets to an auction that supported the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. And I know we've spoken about this fund before on the show. I really think it's a great initiative. The fund provides financial assistance to all types of career musicians who are struggling to make ends meet while facing illness, disability, or age-related problems. So, in other words, healing musicians in need. And if you think about it, you know, most musicians probably don't have extended health care like some people do. So I think this is a great initiative. To find out more, www.sweetrelief.org. And Best Coast actually played the Imperial in Vancouver last night, which is a great venue at Main and Hastings. So they are currently touring, supporting their latest album, California Nights. Before that, we had Future Peasants with Waiting for the Sunshine from the album called Glittering in the Dark. And Future Peasants are a duo from Vancouver, Kevin Guest and Lee Nicholson. And their debut full-length album, as I said, Glittering in the Dark, was released in March of this year. And I don't think they've ever performed live yet, so that's interesting to see. I love that track, so I would love to see some live music from them. So if you're listening out there, Kevin and Lee, get on a stage somewhere in Vancouver. Let's do it. Let's see, it's about 6:45. You've got me here for another 45, so we've got a lot of good music still coming up. Next up, we've got Nneka. She is the daughter of a Nigerian father and German mother, born and raised in Wari in the Delta region of Nigeria. Concrete Jungle was released in 2010 and was her third album. The album was her first release in the United States. And her songs stress the issues of capitalism, poverty, and war, and are often loaded with moral and biblical messages and references. And some music commentators actually compare her to Erykah Badu, Nena Cherry, and Floetry. So she's being compared to some pretty well-respected and major female artists. And she actually played the Biltmore on Monday night, and myself and Fleur attended that concert. And I've got to say, I was not disappointed. I know Fleur wasn't. Absolutely blown away. The music's awesome. It's reggae style, and her vocals, absolutely amazing voice. She also co-founded a charity foundation called the Rope Foundation. So not only is she an amazing musician, but she's involved in charity. So a little bit about what the Rope Foundation does before we play a little Nneka. The Rope Foundation is an organization that provides a platform for youth to express themselves mainly by using the tools of art. So ROPE is an acronym for Reach Out, Organize, Practice, Experience, and it stands for Extending a Hand, as well as extending a combining link, which sets platforms for help in a way that it can be used for self-expression and cultural exchange. And they're a nonprofit, and they were founded by a number of musicians, Ahmed, Jenda, and Nneka. And their goal is to provide a platform that can be used for self-expression and cultural exchange for youth, mainly by using art. So let's play a little Nneka. We're going to play a track called Africans from Concrete Jungle. And I know you guys are going to absolutely love it. So here is NECA on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
نسیم نسیایا ثیکم خوینم سب هایچ قسیم نسیم نسیایا انتس که خویا تلیتیم خوم از خویم استیوخ.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just after 7 o'clock here on Thursday evening. I hope everyone's having a great evening, enjoying the sunshine out there. Love that song. It's a new track by Toro Y Moi. Makes me feel like I could fly. And interestingly enough, it's called Empty Nesters from his latest album called What For? So Toro Y Moi is an American recording artist and producer as well. His music has taken on a number of different forms since he began recording, but he is often identified with the rise of the chill wave movement in 2010 and 11. His stage name is actually a multilingual expression that fuses Spanish words with French. So Toro and Y meaning bull, and respectively, and then the French word moi meaning me, so that's kind of cool. Fifth studio album What For was just released April of this year, so, and Toro Y Moi took part in a compilation album that supported Little Kids Rock, dedicated to ensuring, the organization is dedicated to ensuring that all students have the opportunity to unlock their inner music maker. And their mission since 2002, that is their mission. And since 2002, they've reached over 400,000 school children across the United States, giving them access to music classes and brand new instruments at no cost whatsoever. And their history is an interesting one. It was started by an elementary school teacher named David Wish, and he really just grew frustrated with lack of funding for music in schools. So he basically started an after-school program, a guitar class, in fact, for any students that were interested. And the classes became extremely popular. And as more kids sought to enroll, he decided to take the program nationally in the U.S. So in 2002, initial support came from musicians like Carlos Santana, Bonnie Raitt, and John Lee Hooker, and Little Kids Rock was really born. So that was in 2002, and what began as a really small grassroots project led by this single teacher and a handful of volunteers evolved into this nationally recognized non-for-profit organization that served 400,000 students across the country. So really, really amazing. And the organization is actually poised now for significant growth at this time, and in part due to support from artists like Toro Y Moi. So before that, we played Alina Baraz and Gala Matias. That track was called Fantasy from an EP called Urban Flora. Next up, continuing with the music, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. We're going to play a track that's from 2014 from them. They're an American indie rock group based in Philadelphia. Their debut album, self-titled, was released in 2005, and they're actually quite notable for achieving their initial fame and commercial success via the internet rather than through a record label. Now, this is probably becoming more common in 2015, but in 2004, 2003, that time frame, this was probably quite new. So clap your hand. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say they're probably one of the first bands that really leveraged the internet to actually start making money and touring and gaining notoriety for their skills. So the band was one of the founding contributors to the Yellow Bird Project, which we've talked about quite a few times on the program. They submitted a charity t-shirt in 2006 to raise money for Art for Change, which is a nonprofit social organization based in New York City. And the t-shirt was designed by the band's keyboardist, guitarist, and backup vocalist, Robbie Gertin. And just a little bit about Yellow Bird, because I know we've talked about it before, but we don't really tell you what the program's all about that often anymore, because we've played a lot of artists that have supported it. But Yellow Bird Project is a Montreal-based organization, and they work with a huge range of indie rock musicians to create unique t-shirt designs that benefit an array of charities, each chosen by the musicians. So, and it started in 06, and it was two recent university grads named Casey and Matt that set out to conquer the world and created the Yellow Bird Project. And they describe themselves, their mission really is threefold. So to raise money for charities directly through the barter and trade of their t-shirts, to raise awareness for charity organizations and their aims through artist endorsement, and to raise the profile of artists that they like. And you know what? That's really our mission here at Are You Aware, really. Those three things I'd say we have in common with the Yellow Bird Project. So check out their website. The t-shirts are really cool. They have some very unique art on them. They all support charities. And yeah, you should go shopping. So that's www.yellowbirdproject.com. Do a little shopping tonight. Buy yourself a new t-shirt. Without further ado here, we're going to hit the music and we're going to play some Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. This song is called Only Run from the album of the same name. You've got it locked on CITR.ca and you're listening to Are You Aware?
Hello, Han. I'm writing you from acid. I want to write to you. I have a mind that just wants to smile. It's a beautiful world. 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 It's a beautiful world.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary June 24th to 28th.
5 whirlwind days with over 300 bands, films, art, and comedy across 30 venues. Curators Godspeed You Black Emperor Top of Bill featuring Television, De La Soul, Yola Tango, and more. Visit SledIsland.com for details.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3 Lace Stubbornies, and that's a magic number.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved, it may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Hi, my name is Carrie Sirwetnik, and I'm a former national team soccer player and founder of Why the Women's World Cup Matters. In 2015, the Women's World Cup will be coming to Canada, and this will surely be a major successful event in our country. More importantly, beyond sport, it's an opportunity for girls and women to advance in all aspects of their lives. Most people probably think girls have it made in soccer because it's so popular. However, despite girls and women representing 47% of all registered players in Canada, less than 1% earn a living as professional coaches or directors in clubs. These numbers reflect in the workplace, where women earn less than 65% wages compared to men, and only average 25% representation in politics. This needs a change. I believe the World Cup can be a catalyst to create global transformations if we all work together. Please visit our website, wwcmatters.com, to see our video with David Beckham, Christine Sinclair, and other stars expressing why the Women's World Cup matters, and find out how you can join our team and make a difference.
Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut!
peanut butter. Peanut, peanut butter. First you dig peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em, you dig 'em, dig 'em, dig 'em. Then you crush 'em, you crush 'em, you crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em. Then you spread 'em, you spread 'em, you spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em. Peanut, peanut butter. Peanut, peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Sleater Kinney with Surface Envy from their latest album called No Cities to Love. They were a big part of the Riot Grrrl and indie rock scene in the Pacific Northwest in the late 80s and early 90s. And the band is currently on tour, and they're selling limited edition ProMark Janet Weiss drumsticks that come with a free download of a drumless version of Sleater's Kinney, Bury Our Friends, which is a song that you can actually drum along to at home. So that's really cool. And proceeds will benefit the Oregon Food Bank, which is obviously food banks play a really key and integral role in any community. Before that, we had A Tribe Called Red with Sisters from their 2013 album Nation to Nation. They are a great Canadian electronic music group from Ottawa, Ontario. and they are very vocal huge supporters of Idle No More and a number of other initiatives. They are playing the Malcolm Bowl on June 6th. So that is, geez, a couple days. Yeah, so go check that out. Great Canadian product there. So I'm almost done for the evening. We're just coming up to 7:30. I'm going to play one more track for you. So come back, tune in, same time, same station in 2 weeks because we alternate every other Thursday with Peanut Butter and Jams. I'm going to leave you with a great summer track. It's from Xavier Rudd and the United Nations. It's from his latest album called Nana. This song is called Flag. Enjoy the tunes. Enjoy the weather. Summer has arrived. Here's Xavier Rudd.
I'm coming with his own designs, his own style, his own awakening. He told me, yes, he can forgive, but he can never forget it. A weapon's always close to hand, for he has seen too much hatred. Only weapon that he chooses is love, universal call now for justice. And I keep on waving this flag, cover my head, cover my back now. And I keep on waving this flag, cover my head, cover my back now. And I keep on waving this flag, and I cover your head, and I cover your back.
Hello and welcome. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and it's good to be live again. So if you're paying attention, this show used to be a different show. I don't know what show it was, but now it's The Spice of Life. It's an hour and a half, so I'll be here until 9, and it's every other Thursday. I'm not really sure why it is that way, but
It is that way, and so I'm here every other Thursday, starting this Thursday from 7:30 to 9, doing the Spice of Life. And if you haven't heard it before, this is exciting for me and hopefully for you. I play post-rock, and if you don't know what that is, this is exciting for me and hopefully for you. And I got a big playlist because I'm here for an hour and a half, so I have a lot of music. I have some co-hosts coming, hopefully, if they find out how to get here. They haven't been here before, but they're funny guys, so hopefully they come by at some point. And without further ado, let's just get started. I haven't had a show in a while, and I haven't had a live show in even longer, because I was pre-recording because it was when I had work, and so now it's now, and I don't have work right now, thankfully, 9 to 5. So let's just get started. I'm really excited to bring you this song. It's by the band Until Sunrise. The song is Driving Down the Golden Highway off their new album, Frozen Stars, which is really cool. It's a great album, just fantastic. You're going to hear more of it from me eventually, I'm sure. And all their stuff is available off their Bandcamp page for nameyourprice.com/free. So Until Sunrise, if you like it, go there, get their music, support them. It's cool. And I hope you like it. So here we go, Driving Down the Golden Highway by Until Sunrise.